Well, I'm joined now by our technology correspondent, Jess Kelly, who's got two very different devices in studio today. One is little and the other is large. One costs €2,499, while the other, the little one, costs just €149. And yet both are looking to replace your current computer device. Jess, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
What have you got?
So first up, we have the Samsung DeX. So this is a little hub. A lot of people are saying it looks kind of like an old school ashtray. So it's a small circular device that the top slides up and you place your Samsung Galaxy 8 device into it.
It's exclusive to the S8.
Yes, at the moment it only works with the Samsung Galaxy S8. Now, if you turn this device around to the back, and we actually have images up on @PatKinneyAnT if you're on Twitter or on Newstalk.com, there are two USB ports. There is a HDMI port, a USB-C port, and an Ethernet port. And the idea is that by slotting your Samsung Galaxy S8 into this and hooking it up to a screen, it transforms your phone into a computer.
So, for example, I mean, why would you bother if you have a laptop at home or a desktop at home? It's not about that. But if you, for example, are told by the airlines you may not bring your laptop with you anymore. In the cabin or in the hold.
Yeah, absolutely, which is a possibility.
You could get by with those yokes.
Absolutely. So I've been using it for about a week or so and I loved the look of this. The second it was unveiled, I thought this has the potential to be a game changer. But I was fearful that it would be sitting within the gimmick category, that it wouldn't have enough potential to actually work. I've used it for a week and every evening I've hooked it up to my TV at home and I've been able to work away. Now, it's worth pointing out that you do need to have a Bluetooth keyboard and mouse for it to work. So that it, you know, you kind of need a few individual devices for it to work. But I've pinpointed exactly what I would use this for. I do a lot of overnight trips. Let's say like one night in London or whatever it may be. Rather than bringing my laptop with me, if I just had the DeX, a keyboard and a mouse, I could then hook this up to a TV in a hotel room, do my work with ease, answer emails. A lot of what I do is cloud-based. So answer emails, work on Google Docs, watch Netflix, all on a big screen, but with just individual, small, easy-to-carry devices. As you say, it's not reliant on your laptop or anything like that. The way it works is it runs software specifically installed on the phone to kind of optimise your phone for a desktop experience. So it's not Windows and it's not Mac OS or anything like that. It's just a version of Samsung software that when you hook it up to a screen, there's a little start icon in the left-hand corner. You have your apps. Microsoft Office is available for it as well, so I could create Word and Excel documents. And I was so impressed, I have to say.
Right.
And for £140.
That's what it costs.
€140, yeah. And it's, as I said, it's only compatible with an S8 at the moment. But I see huge potential in this. And the way I was looking at it is, you know, if you have an S8, it's definitely worth spending the money on. But think about what Samsung will do in a year's time or in 2 years' time with this type of technology. There is the potential there that laptops will be a thing of the past. Tablets are certainly going to go by the wayside if this is the sort of the mind frame of the innovators and inventors in Samsung at the moment. It'll be interesting to see if Apple kind of release a version of this as well. But this is definitely the way forward, I think, for computing.
Now, that's the little for
€140,
but you must already have purchased the Galaxy S8, which is a bit of an investment. Large one, though, requires an even bigger investment. I mean, this is what, $2,500, more or less. And it's called the HP Envy Curved. And I can see why they call it the Envy.
In all of my time as a technology reporter, nothing has garnered as many comments and compliments as this device. So this has been on my desk here in the News Talk office for a month now. And not a single person has walked by without going, "Oh, wow." And about 2 weeks into my time with it, the ever-observant Nathan Murphy from Off the Ball goes, "Did you get a new screen?" And I was like, "Yes, I did." So it's a 34-inch computer. But what makes this completely different from anything you've seen before is that there's an ever so slight curved screen. This is just the smallest little curve.
It's wraparound.
So the idea is that when you're sitting in front of the computer and you're working away, you're fully immersed in what you're doing. It's not quite, you know, putting a VR headset and taking you out of this world. It just means you're focused on what you're doing.
Okay, now, just to explain the 34 inch screen.
Yeah.
It's not like a 34-inch TV where you measure diagonally and that gives you... This is much longer. It's kind of letterbox.
Exactly. It's exactly like a letterbox,
So if I was to take my current computer screens here, I've got two of them in front of me, they both could fit on your curved screen.
Absolutely. So that's exactly what it's aimed at. A lot of people, again, using the News Talk office as an example, a lot of people have two monitors to try and multitask. I, for example, would often have a number of windows at any one time. So this could be, you know, my email, my Twitter, my calendar. Maybe I'm watching something on YouTube or editing software.
So instead of having cascading windows, in other words, windows hidden by windows, you have windows side by side.
And you're not having that sort of division of two screens, two separate screens. Everything is just beautiful, very easy to navigate through. I was a little bit intimidated when I first started using it, because I thought, oh God, everyone's going to think it's silly or whatever like that. But it completely transformed how I work, and I'm not being over dramatic there. And I completely accept $2,500 is a lot of money. But if you're someone who edits, or if you're working with particular software that you need to see the nitty gritty of individual details, this is definitely the way forward.
Now, what kind of connectivity do you have? What other features do you have? What kind of memory do you have?
The model that I had an Intel Core i7 processor 4 and 8 gigs of RAM. It is possible to get a machine that has 16 gigs of RAM if you so need. What's important to note with this is that although the screen is quite big, it's an all-in-one device. So the actual there's no box. The actual computer is basically the stand for the screen. And on that little box, there are four USB ports, a HDMI port, a USB-C port, and there is an SD port as well. Sorry, and a headphone port as well. Basically, anything that you can imagine you'll need is there. There's also Bang & Olufsen speakers in it as well. And the slickest little feature that I discovered by accident was on beneath the screen on the right hand side, there's a small circle, and it's touch sensitive. So you can control the volume of your music and skip to the next song. It's all very gesture control. Also on the left hand side, there's an NFC pad that'll allow you to charge your phone. All within the one device. It is just a beautiful machine. It also comes with a lovely keyboard and mouse as well that are very comfortable to use. It's a massive amount of money, $2,500.
It is. What's the market for a machine at that price?
It's professionals working, whether you know you're an architect or whatever it may be. You know the way Microsoft are saying that the desktop version of their Surface computers are aimed at these people who want to have the pen, who can draw on the screen. It's that kind of thing. It's if you want to edit, as I said, anything to do with photography, video. I find it great for editing audio. But it is just a gorgeous machine. People were passing their condolences on to me as I boxed it up there to send it back to HP in the last half hour.
All right. Well, it's the HP Envy Curved at $2,500. And then the cheaper device from Samsung is the Dex.
The Dex, yeah.
But it can only be used in conjunction with the Galaxy S8. Jess Kelly, thank you very much.